so alone. To my back road song.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The European Union says it will act after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to the United States. The European Commission's executive vice president called it economically counterproductive, but the president said Monday,
"It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America."
He also demanded Hamas release all hostages by the weekend, saying he was speaking for himself, not Israel. The Trump administration and Elon Musk continue to clash with judges who hamper their plans to shrink the size of the federal government. One federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it inhibits him from helping the administration crack down on illegal immigration. And Vice President J.D. Vance at an AI summit criticized excessive AI regulation. This is ABC News. Check your cupboards for some potentially tainted tuna. Canned tuna sold under several labels, including Trader Joe's, Van Camp's, and Genova, all being recalled after problems showed up with the seals on the cans. There are concerns that it could lead to food poisoning. The latest art exhibit at the Denver airport may look a little familiar.
If you're flying through Denver International Airport, take some time to view the latest art installation, a colorful sculpture using a universal travel staple known around the world. Luggage. The art exhibit is titled "It's Not What You Take, It's What You Bring Back," and features 183 pieces of upcycled luggage painted in bright primary colors hung from the ceiling. The artist, Thomas Evans, known as Detour, specializes in large-scale public art. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A Super Bowl record as new numbers now show an average of 126 million people across the U.S. watch Sunday's game. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Butternut has updated their city ordinance regarding animals. For more information, you can stop by the Village Hall and ask for a copy. Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m., it's Bunko at the Rock Garden Tavern. Bunko is a six-round dice game that is easy to learn and fun to play. No experience is necessary, but pre-registration is required, as the game is limited to 12 people. You can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pctcnet.net to reserve your spot today. The cost is free. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rock Garden Tavern. Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, it's yoga. This will be taking place in the center building at the back of the park and will feature certified instructor Linda Johnson leading the class in an hour of yoga. Bring your own yoga mat and towel or blanket. The cost is $5 and there is no need to RSVP. But if you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Republicans have asked a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from deliberations on Act 10. Susan Crawford, who is running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, weighs in. Lisa Hale has that story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Wisconsin potato growers faced a little lower yield in 2024, but that might be a good thing for us. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. That's the word from Brian Lee. He is in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. He said their production last year was down about 25% compared to the massive crop they harvested in 2023. But he says overall, that's not bad.
Storage conditions, you know, quality coming out of the storage right now is really good, but this year we did not have to pile so high because the yields were down, so that keeps the pressure bruising down and everything like that, so which is nice, and that's a good thing to have too. We like that, no pressure bruising, because then our, you know, when we grade the potatoes, we're throwing out more than we want to, you know, but yep, so the pressure bruising's down and everything coming out of storage quality-wise is really good this year for everybody, just because the storage, you know, the amount was down, yields were down.
Brian Lee, in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. Again, yields last year down about 25%, but the quality of the potatoes coming out of storage, excellent.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
Innovation.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And if you're looking at a spring beautification project, well, guess what? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources might be able to help. They've announced they've got two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready to plant. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop they harvested in 2022. Many of the one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year. Others were grown for another year. That means there's a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings ready to go. You can find details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or the Wisconsin DNR website. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. we didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be a cold one today, mostly sunny with a high right around 4 above with wind out of the west at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill well below zero here throughout the entire day today. Tonight, down to 16 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, some light snow with a high right around 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
98Q Country.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Get to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
In this town all up after the sun goes down and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around, but laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on. Killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on.
More music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98 Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof. Talking about everything under the moon with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down. Smiling said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? We planned it all out for the middle of June. From the wedding cake gonna kiss me goodnight. Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me goodnight? Yeah, baby, I love. Kiss me or not.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't no we all say that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Good people in a back row pew. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Years old on a daddy's knee. He said you can be anything you wanna be. Satan's tongue. She thinks they're too old, they think she's too young. And the battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, "You can be anything you want to be." She's a wild one running free. She has future plans and dreams at night.
Faith Hill, 98Q. Here we are on 11th day of February, 2/11 of 25. It is cold out there. 17 below, I show here at the studio. 20, 22 below for you low outlying people. We'll see 8 above today. Some sunshine will be a part of our day to start out. And then a few afternoon clouds will linger. Again, high of 8 above. Winds will be very light, so we don't have that to deal with today. And we'll see overnight lows tonight. Anytime they say overnight low of 8 below, we know better, right? We do. So probably 10 to 15 below again for tonight. The cold temperatures will continue for at least a week, with temperatures struggling to get into the teens and overnight lows below zero for the most part for the next week. Will it be 17 below every morning? Probably. it's not what the forecast says, but again, you get north of Highway 8, and we know, we look at the forecast and we're like, they don't get it. It's going to be colder than that. So I hope you are well. Hope everything's starting up. You, the car, the kids, the grandkids, whatever it may be. I hope everything goes well for you today. We will be doing some more Snowball Throwdown Showdown stuff this morning. We'll get our winner from now. Here's how it works. And some people message us and they say, who won yesterday? When we get a winner, we contact them via the text number that they entered. And then sometimes people don't reply right away. So we do our best to tell you who the winners were from the previous day, but the winner from yesterday will get a text very shortly saying, "Congratulations, you won the $25 Warga certificate." And so that'll go out here in the next few minutes. We're going to give away another one here today. What are we going to do today? Keyword coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. So we'll let you know what the keyword is and give you a chance to grab another $25 gift certificates from one of our participating sponsors. Maybe it'll be Winter Cooperative. Maybe it'll be Odeer Nutrition, BC Auto Repair, Rail Trail Cafe. You never know. We got a lot of great sponsors helping us to trudge through this cool end of February here. Snowmobile trails are doing okay. Yeah, they're definitely not melting that anyway. And ice fishing doing okay. So we'll get... You know, once March 1st hits, that's, for me, I've always said March 1st to me is when I kind of expect, okay, spring may spring at any time. Because 25 years ago, I moved to this area, and it was 70 degrees on right around March 1st. So in my mind, when March 1st hits, I think, well, anything goes. It could be 20 below, it could be 70 above, it could be anything in between there. But between now and then, winter will remain for the next week, 10 days plus. And since we haven't had the snowmobile trails and really much of that at all for, a couple of years, much deserving. So get out there with that sled if that's what you like to do. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated on all that right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The European Union says it will act after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to the United States. The European Commission's executive vice president called it economically counterproductive, but the president said Monday,
"It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America."
He also demanded Hamas release all hostages by the weekend, saying he was speaking for himself, not Israel. The Trump administration and Elon Musk continue to clash with judges who hamper their plans to shrink the size of the federal government. One federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it inhibits him from helping the administration crack down on illegal immigration. And Vice President J.D. Vance at an AI summit criticized excessive AI regulation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the potential onset of cooler temperatures and wind, it is very important to keep frostbite in mind whenever you're outdoors. Frostbite can set in very quickly, oftentimes much faster than people realize, and it is extremely important that it is managed. Symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most commonly found on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears, and may lead to permanent irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent frostbite is limiting your time outdoors and warming up your body often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And always remember to be both aware of yourself and those around you as well. This Saturday at 4 p.m., the Glidden VFW and Auxiliary Post 7300 are hosting a steak dinner fundraiser for Healing Patriots. Don't wait on the tickets. They did sell out very quickly last year. You can contact Healing Patriots for those tickets. Once again, this is taking place Saturday at 4 p.m. over at 174 West 1st Street in Glidden. Tammy Baldwin co-authored a bill to help Wisconsin dairy farmers improve their operations. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act. It's designed to strengthen initiatives and help more producers and processors add value to their businesses. Baldwin says dairy producers in Wisconsin and across the country are facing challenges.
Throughout my time in Congress, I've worked hard to help them meet the challenges that they face. And look, right now, they face some pretty steep challenges. I hear from folks about how increased input costs are stretching their thin budgets and how lack of market access and workforce issues are all impacting folks' bottom line.
Baldwin says the dairy business initiatives have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights.
She claims the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure these opportunities continue in the future.
This bipartisan legislation will make sure that this program is up and running in the years to come, and it gives a boost to its funding.
The new legislation would increase the program's annual funding from $20 million to $36 million. A companion to the bipartisan bill has been introduced in the House as well. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125 to 111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves, getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a cold one today, mostly sunny with a high right around 4 above with wind out of the west at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill well below zero here throughout the entire day today. Tonight, down to 16 below, tomorrow partly cloudy, some light snow with a high right around 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 15 below.
98Q Country.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof foaming with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight. I know somebody. And you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody.
So shy, like you ain't sure, like you can't decide. But I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall before the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody.
Somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. Somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight. I know somebody. And you're looking right in his eyes. I know somebody. 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 I know somebody
that's looking for a girl like you. Could fall in a kiss or two. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Cause I know
somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight.
Country.
country roads. Old theater marquee signs. Parking lots. And billboards flying by. Spanish moss, little hick town squares, wild roses on a riverbank. Girl, it's almost like you're there. Oh, every mile a memory, every song another scene from some old movie, going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train. Every mile a memory. Red sundown, out across the western sky, takes me back to the fire. Texas stars in a purple night. Not seeing them with you, baby. Oh, they never do look right. No, every mile a memory, every song another scene from some old movie, going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling. Every mile a memory, every song another scene from some old movie, going back in time. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory, every mile a memory. Every mile a memory.
Country.
To leave me so easy, am I gonna be alright?
Maddie and Tay at 98Q Country. We're lingering in that 15 to 20 below range this morning, depending on which side of the swamp you're dwelling on. And we'll see temperatures rise to about 8 above. A little bit of sunshine today. So cold, but not crazy cold. And I was pondering the other day last night, I heard the weather on the TV just randomly say, we are under a cold weather advisory. And I told my wife, I said, is that what replaced wind chill warning? And I think it was. And it doesn't sound quite as urgent, does it? Cold weather advisory. It just seems like it's a little more casual than it probably should be. For those of us up here in the Northwoods who have lived here for a long time, we're used to it. But for those who are just moving here and maybe here for the first time, and it's 22 below zero actual temperature, it seems like the phrase cold weather advisory is not stern enough. So I was thinking, what could we possibly use to grab people's attention? And I was thinking, two-minute warning. That's what they should call when it's really cold out. They should call it the two-minute warning. Because in football, of course, we know that's just like, ooh, we better do something here. We're not gonna make it if we don't finish out this 2 minute. So I thought, 2 minute warning. Cold weather advisory isn't enough. I'm still calling it a wind chill. Whatever, it's cold out there is what it is. If you go outside and you're not properly clothed and you're out there for more than 2 minutes, thus the warning. See where I'm going with this? Yeah. It's cold. 17 below. Bundle up the kids. Layer them up. Like the little kid in the Christmas story, the arms should be out. And there should be whining like, I can't move. So layer them up. They can always unlayer if they need to. And this is going to be this way for the next week or so. Probably definitely below zero. And I'm going to go out on a limb and just say at least 10 to 15 below zero for the next 5 to 7 days. There might be a day or two in there where we don't get to that 10 below, but I'm not optimistic that's going to be the case. I'm going to call it 15 to 17 below here. Since I said 17 and our civic meteorologist said 15. So be careful out there today. Bundle up. We've got some words of wisdom to warm you up, hopefully. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
The secret to a successful marriage is, of course, love. But you need the right kind of love. Good feelings simply aren't enough. You need action. I once heard from a husband who told his pastor, I don't love my wife anymore. What should I do? The pastor told him, go home and love her anyway. The husband said, but how? I don't have feelings for her anymore. Who said anything about feelings? The pastor said. Do you have positive feelings when you take care of a sick child or when you're worried because they're out late at night? Love your wife the same way. Love isn't about feelings, it's about action. Well, that's great advice for every couple. Build your marriage on action. Now, don't get me wrong, good feelings are worth pursuing in marriage. The deeper, the better, I say. But feelings get tested by poor circumstances and shifting emotions. Maybe we're struggling with something personally, or a disagreement with our spouse has escalated. In those moments, good feelings can be hard to come by. You need something deeper. To get there, take action. Action is about choice. It's about doing the right thing for the right reasons. Love, at its most pure, is about giving someone what they need instead of what they deserve. Good feelings are great for marriage, but they come and go. None of us feels in love all the time, but all of us can choose to behave in loving ways. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Race to savings at Menards for products to update your home. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. And when you apply Dutch Boy with the finest painting tools from Purdy, transforming your home has never been easier. Refresh your home today with paint from Dutch Boy. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
98Q Country.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the
ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. It's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 90